Now, let's move on and return to a subject we touched on earlier in the week, and that is the student accommodation crisis. And I have Mary on the line this afternoon, and she has an interesting suggestion to put forward. Mary, you're very welcome.
Hi, Deirdre. Thanks,
Deirdre. And lovely to talk to you. Now, we were talking already about students coming to Tralee and them struggling to find accommodation, but there was a call went out and a lot of media coverage and leafleting, and there was a huge response, and they've got lots more accommodation. But you're talking more about, we'll say, Kerry students going to college in other cities like Dublin and Cork who can't find accommodation, and that's where your idea came from.
Yeah, what I was thinking, not just for Kerry students going to Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Waterford, Sligo, wherever, this could apply to all counties in Ireland. Everyone knows, if you're only listening to the radio or reading the newspaper, there's a major shortage in housing accommodation for students. And it's attributed to the fact that property prices were very high in the last 12 months, and many of the properties that were previously rented to students are now sold. Also, several have been taken up by refugees from the Ukraine. And at the same time, when we're reading that, we're seeing the problems students will face if they don't have accommodation lined up and they're due to start their course. Some are postponing admissions. Now, at the same time, we're reading about the cost of living, and everyone is afraid, oh, heating and lighting are going to go up, and it's going to be a very expensive winter ahead for all age groups. And I was reading this, and I was saying there's a synergy between these two things. We see people from Kerry trying to get accommodation, students, and we all know people in the towns and cities where the college might be that doesn't have the accommodation available or hasn't got facilities. But I think people, each person, if we were to stop and think, if that was somebody belonged to me, do I know somebody in Dublin? I think everyone knows some number of families, whether they're friends, family or acquaintances in each of these towns and cities, who may have a house where they have a spare room always, or children have grown up and left or gone abroad, as we know has happened, and they may have one or two rooms free, in that they're not thinking about taking anyone in. They might be at a stage of life where they like to have the house themselves, a couple or a person living on their own. But there's a very good scheme running by the Revenue Commissioner. It's called the Rent to Room Scheme. And I think looking ahead at the winter, the opportunity for people to open up their homes, one room or two rooms, at a reasonable rate to students, and avail the rent to room scheme and not be taxed on any money up to €14,000 a year, which is a fantastic opportunity for people to offset the fear they might have about costs and accommodate students. You're solving two problems with one solution.
Yeah, and why do you think more of them aren't coming forward, Mary? Are they afraid that they'll be taxed and they'll end up losing money out of it, or are they afraid that they won't get on with the young person, or what is it, you think?
I don't know. I'm no expert on it, but from personal experience, I'd say my personal view would be that since COVID, people got so used to being isolated or managing on their own with some help from close friends or family, that in general there seems to be a tendency people are not looking out for others as much as they were pre-COVID. And I think that while everyone wants to live their own lives and may not know anyone looking for accommodation, anyone in the student category, the same people, if they got a nudge or a wink or a nod or a push from someone, they might say, actually, that could suit me. I'm on my own, or we have a room empty, and the extra money come in handy. I think people are just not stopping to think because it doesn't impact at a very close level to them.
Yeah, and it could, in some cases, it could combat the growing problem of loneliness and isolation as well, because you often see young people striking up a great relationship with older people, and mm-hmm. a whole new friendship, an intergenerational friendship might be sparked off.
Yeah, I think it's quite scary at the moment. Actually, there was an article in this morning's Examiner, as it happens, and all the colleges in Cork, they're getting 50 to 60 calls a day and up to 100 emails a day with problems being highlighted for accommodation needs for students. UL, everywhere, it's the same. There's the figures that were published for UL are that there's approximately 18,000 students and 3,200 are incoming first years. Now, they have 2,850 rooms available for students and 50% are reserved for first year. So it means roughly four...
Oh, are you gone, Mary? Oh, I think we might have lost Mary. Are you there, Mary? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
Oh,
can you hear me?
You're back again. You were saying so many rooms are reserved for first years.
Yeah, that's half of them. 1,400 rooms are reserved for the first years, but they have 3,200 in their incoming first-year figures.
That's a phenomenal number. Mary, we're going to have to leave it there, but I think it's a very interesting proposal. And I mean, it's just a matter of people here maybe reaching out to, as you say, extended family or friends in the cities and just putting the proposal to them. And you never know. I mean, the leafleting and the media campaign worked really well for MTU Kerry here in Tralee. So who's to say that this wouldn't work as well? Mary, listen, thank you for putting that on the table. We'll see what reaction we get to it, and appreciate you joining us this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Deirdre.
That is Mary there with her suggestion on how to tackle the crisis in both energy and indeed energy prices and indeed the student accommodation crisis. Kill two birds with the one stone, as they say.